They do have a timeout. Decide not to use it. Curry, way downtown. Bang! Bang! Oh, what a shot from Curry! With 0.6 seconds remaining.
Yo, what's up, everybody? This is the Outlet Pass Podcast. I am your resident JT McConnell. Yeah, homies, homie. More importantly, my real name, Justin DiVirgilio, alongside me, back since, first time back, actually, since episode 26, I believe, the NBA draft, where Zion Williamson, Ja Morant, and others were selected. Dante Parentozzi, the man who started this whole thing. What's up?
What's going on?
Not much. How you doing?
I'm back for an episode.
I'm back.
We'll see what's up. I'm back. I was running it earlier. All right, let's get it. Let's get it tonight.
How you doing in fantasy tonight?
You know what? I got some players out, and I pulled a move on getting Gordon Hayward, stashed him on the bench. Someone left him, so I said, you know what? I'm not going to disrespect him, but now I got three total Celtics on the squad. I got Kemba.
You feel a little indifferent about that?
Kemba, Jaylen Brown, and Gordon Hayward. And I don't have the best one in my eyes in terms of value. But
actually, I have Jason Tatum on my second team.
He's doing
good.
Well. Right?
Yeah. He gets – let me look at his position rank right now, and then we can get
– I've struck out in the last 2 weeks in fantasy.
Is fantasy basketball as popular or close to fantasy football?
Probably not in terms of popularity, but in terms of my fan love for it, I've been really enjoying it. And I also have one team, which makes it fun to focus on one team. I got 7 fantasy football teams.
I told you, you
absurd.
Went too much on that.
5 for 7. I'm just piping myself up, you know. Not only do I know a little bit about basketball, I got some fantasy football knowledge.
You going to plug something? You going
to? No, that's it. That's it. Don't invite me to no more leagues, though. One of our faithful listeners, he's got so many damn leagues with me, and he bust our ass once or twice. Not going to lie. Joe Patty. So, always fun playing with Joe Patty, but this is my season, homie. We're in there.
No, Jason Tatum is the third on best small forward in fantasy.
Third best.
Yeah,
average. Who's the top two?
I don't know. They don't give the rankings.
Would his name
like
be LeBron James, or is he considered a point guard in fantasy?
No,
kind of crazy. Kind of crazy.
Small forward.
Definitely small forward. But we'll get there. We'll get there. We'll get there.
Actually, let's get into it right now.
All
right,
let's get.
That's a great segue because you. You know what? I haven't let you just – you started the podcast the right way. You want to start with LeBron. That's fine. Still the face of the league and everything.
Damn right he is.
Your favorite player of all time and right now.
Yep, that's my guy.
Averaging the most assists ever. I really enjoy watching his passing. We're watching the Mavs in the background right now, and I was, talking about how much I like Luka's passing. They're similar. So I really enjoy watching LeBron just – pass the ball from 30 feet out.
Incredible
drop
vision.
It right there.
And he always, and I know this sounds, I always say this about Ben too, and LeBron's been doing it for so much longer.
And that's how I started to focus on it. It's been really great to watch people get to the ball to the right player and really take advantage of it. Danny Green's eating, right? Someone like that. Anthony Davis is obviously in his bag. They got excited. They're exciting too. The shame, not a shame, but they gave away Brandon Ingram in the move, and I'm pretty sure the Lakers are not mad, you know, because they got Anthony Davis. But Brandon Ingram definitely says what's up right now this year. LeBron healthy is obviously awesome for everyone involved, players, fans, coaches, the NBA.
We talked about this last week.
But I'm not going to ask no more about China. You know, we're done with China.
Yeah, I think a lot of people forgot about it, actually.
Wow.
Before you said that.
Did it just fly under the radar like that?
I mean, if we're on their phones all the time, that's what happens. Someone will bring it up at some point, maybe.
Yeah.
It's not an issue. Once it's an issue again, I'm sure we'll know. Right?
Yeah. Back to the boy, though. Back to the boy.
The boy. Stop. LeBron, right? Wait, where do you have him in the MVP race? Because we talked about that last week. Me and Joey, the Prosperous.
Probably, as of right now, in terms of if I was creating odds, I would put him with the favorable odds to win it right now.
Ranking
one.
All right.
If he could sustain it,
some people might vote it. I disagree though.
Where are you going?
I'm probably gonna give it to the back to back. Giannis, honestly.
Oh, really?
If it's a regular season award, which it is,
if they get the first seed,
if they're the best team in the NBA,
in the West.
They still won't have the best overall record, and he will probably won't have better overall numbers than Giannis. The new stat, I don't know when PER was invented, but that's new. It's fairly new. He's having the second best PER season right now.
Who's got first?
It goes Luka, Giannis, Harden.
Wow.
That's the way it goes.
Damn, Luka really is a boy, huh? Or a man.
I'm telling
you. Or a man.
Dude, what's it called? They love him. What's it called? Probably loves him the most out of the most. The media outlets is probably the Ringer.
Yeah.
They.
I hear that.
Bill Simmons and them boys and those guys and girls, they all love Luka. I mean, it's fair. Giannis is just, I feel like Giannis isn't as star-studded this year for some reason.
He's not, and it's crazy.
He's getting it, though. I don't care.
He gets it.
He's averaging 30.
I don't want to watch. Like, what do I want to do with the Bucks right now? Like, honestly,
you want to watch Giannis dunk and play defense and shoot threes more? Because I watched it. Dude, he's pulling up from one dribble. He's taking his time. And he's hitting them 30%, which is good enough for how they don't call it a carry when he drives.
Yeah.
Because he gets the rim at will if he does carry. And
is
he's too big and strong.
Is this team better than last year's?
Probably.
Losing Brogdon?
At least right now. I mean, they're on a 12-game winning streak.
Or their additions.
Their additions? We're not going over this again. It's December. But, like, they're playing better. They don't really have any additions. It's the same teams. It's the same team.
But what did they get in terms of, do you remember?
The Brogdon trade?
Yeah.
I forget, honestly. It's not, like, no crazy.
They're just playing well as a team.
Yeah.
Is that well coached?
But they have a good offensive system. They have the best three-point percentage shooter in the league right now, technically.
They got both Lopez's, don't they?
Yeah. No, but George Hill's leading the league right now.
Wow, a three-point percentage?
Yeah.
Good for him.
He thought he was done after the missed free throw?
Where did I see that story at, that he just saved Paul George's dog in the water? Did you see that? Years ago when they were on Indiana together.
No.
Just quick fact for the people out
That's
there.
Like a Snapple fact, because I didn't know that.
Yeah, he saved the dog. It was in the ice. It fell into the ice.
It was a sign and trade picks. They didn't get anything back for him.
Oh, okay.
So they didn't. Either they thought high of him, they knew he wasn't going to stay, so like, we trust in our
guess
front office to
him,
get
yeah.
picks, so whatever.
Good stuff for them. Well, all right, so where do you
somehow
put them in the East?
The Bucks?
Yeah.
They're winning the East. They're winning the East. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Not in the playoffs. Regular season. Best
okay.
record.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's all. That's, yeah. Making sure we're on the same
I'm still,
page there.
They can get to the East Finals, though.
Against who?
Again. The Sixers.
All right. Is that
but
because
I'm
we're
still,
a homeboy picker? Because that's how you feel right now, based on other talent. Like, right now, the Heat have a good record. We were talking about the Heat.
Yeah.
Off
I feel like in
today.
The series, the Sixers are pretty well-equipped because they have – it's the defense, and it's a lot easier to get worn down than play great offensive ball. Over seven games against the same team.
But do you know what the thorn in our side is in the playoffs?
Yeah, I don't know how
and
we got. We're bouncing around a lot.
I'm sorry, but I got to say this.
Yeah.
Because Brett Brown, why can't he figure out? We were talking about pairings, or we tried to earlier. He does the same thing, and it's so predictable every game in terms of who he plays. And when his current guys are in, because he doesn't know how to blend them properly, in my eyes, I don't think he's doing the right blend. They end up losing a big lead often because they think they're comfortable to do it. I know it's early, but it's senseless sometimes. And I don't think he's getting the right pairing. That's something that I'll recognize more into more coaching mishaps in the year to come. This is the best talented team we've ever had. I don't want to squander that opportunity.
All right. We could talk more about the Sixers later. I would love to know what pairing, because I just want to know. A lot of people have critique for Brett Brown. You know this, I know this. I'm starting to sour on too, which, I mean, was bound to happen at some point. But back to the Bucks.
Back to the Bucks.
You mentioned coaching. It's not really not a lot of coaching he's doing right now. He probably has the second best active player right now, or third, in Giannis.
Fair, definitely.
Handles
he's
the ball
man.
All the time. I think he has like one of the highest usage rates in the league.
Yep.
Probably like third, but at 34% or something like that. Something stupid. Something stupendous.
Wow.
Absurd. Like, uses the ball a lot. He finds people. He finds buckets for himself. And they have the better three-pointers. They have George Hill. They have other good three-point shooters. Middleton's back. They ran. It was a 12-game winning streak that they're on. They're currently on it.
They're above average defensive team.
Yeah. You mentioned Giannis in defensive of the year. You have a one like transcendent player. Literally, that's literally one of the only things you need.
Right. To win. He just needs like a whole
I was listening,
bunch of glue to bring it all together.
He's 20, like probably 10 times the athlete Dirk is. I only mentioned Dirk because he's foreign and he led a team to a championship. He was the best guy. Like, he was the only superstar on the team.
A long time, yeah.
And that wasn't expected. Giannis could pop. They could win this year. And he's a lot more athletic and transcendent and prolific than Dirk. And he is a lot better defensively because he's an athlete. Greek Freak for a reason. I'm really buying him possibly doing it. Like, the way they're looking in this 12-game winning streak. They played some cupcakes, of course.
Yeah, you're always going to get that.
But he's just performing out of his mind. 20 double-doubles this year.
Oh, wow. How many games has there been? 20?
Yeah, I think so. Or 21?
Wow, good for him. He's a good-ass player.
Good.
Anybody would love to have him.
Good. What do you think about the Bucks? You don't want to watch them, but
well, I don't want to watch them really.
Have you watched any of them?
Yes, enough to make an informed opinion. I don't feel like they're as good as they were last year, and I know the record. But you're gonna start seeing some teams fall off. The Bucks will stay up there. That's just because they know how to play as a team, but they're not going to move the needle. When it comes to playoff time, we've always and I don't want to say that because it's inexperience or anything. I just want to think
they won't execute.
I think the Celtics could more because of coaching, and I think the Sixers are just so darn good, talented. That means Toronto might not be there.
So the Bucks don't have enough talent or coaching to get out of the East.
Talent they do have. I think the Sixers have more talent.
But Toronto, I mean,
and mildly better coaching.
Yeah, even though you're saying Toronto. Milwaukee's second in the East talent-wise?
Behind the Sixers, yeah.
Yeah, I'm asking.
Yeah.
All right, that makes sense.
Talent, they're number one, the Sixers. Everyone should feel that way.
I'm still talking about the Bucks. I agree with you. I think a lot of people do.
The Heat aren't up there either. That's just kind of a fluke thing. We'll start to see that. We'll start to see teams worn down, but the Bucks will stay there.
They're more of a team than this guy does a bunch of this, and this guy does a bunch of this. It's like, he does this. Like, everyone has a role on the Heat, more probably – so than a lot of teams.
Right.
It's one of the reasons they're good. But, hold on, I'm finding the Bucks really aren't different. I don't know. That's the weird thing about it. A bunch of teams changed this year, and they were in the Eastern Conference Finals last year. They didn't really change. So it's not like, that's also why they're not appealing. They're like a veteran team now, and they played 1 year together.
Yep.
Think about how nuts that is.
Do you like them like that?
No.
I don't either.
I kind of am, like, it makes it so hard to really, really care about the teams and the hate or, like, feel strongly about it. I was thinking about this the other day because Paul George and Kawhi Leonard could leave the Clippers if they wanted to.
Why is that?
They're not there that long. I think Kawhi's at 3 years. Is that a long time, honestly?
Well, you don't never know. You
in
never
the sports
know
world, compared to where all the greats play, the greats don't really bounce around.
Facts.
They find a place that they stick their flag and they chill here. Like, you give me everything I want, basically, if you're a star player. But this is my home. I'm going to make it what I want to make it, basically.
I was going to respond with you by saying, you know what? We'll judge how good the Clippers do.
And Giannis is that. That's the new thing.
Like, what do you think of that? Like, I was going to say to you, like, you have to judge how the Clippers do. And if Kawhi would stay.
Mm-hmm.
My only problem is Kawhi don't have a track record of doing. He does exactly that. Like, literally left a good team that won. How do you know that even if he plays well, the Clippers, like, there's no predicting that what the league could bring.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even people are so on Giannis staying in Milwaukee because he apparently loves it. But you got to remember the size of the market. He says he's not about that. He wants to stay with the team the whole life. But there comes a point where if he just kind of gets standstilled, he might make a move. That could happen. Emotions and opinions and everything change.
Yeah.
He gets so blanketed. He's so good, but the communication barrier sometimes kind of makes him still at a distance. And he's still a little more reserved than the top superstars in the league. But that could change. And then he could have that big attitude and say, you know what, I want to go cop up in a Texas or an LA or a Miami. And
Why?
Because new scenery is good sometimes. He's kind of been on the Bucks for a while and he got the Eastern Conference Finals, but like,
why would you want to go anywhere else?
Would you like to be in Milwaukee? No.
If I'm from Greece, I was focusing to play basketball. I still didn't do what I had to do here. Yeah, that's the good part about international players.
You know how this NBA works, though.
Yeah, I don't want it to work like that as much. We need one or two or three or four outliers. Like, what's it called? Is an outlier. Guess what? The market ain't that big. Damian Lillard, Portland, is an outlier.
Facts.
That's good. We can't have everybody following what LeBron does. He does that because he was so great, but he also stayed somewhere so long. Uh-huh. And he had the fairy tale story. I played in Cleveland, I'm from Akron. I was the man. I got drafted by the Cleveland Cavs after they won the lottery. First year we didn't make the playoffs. I was great. Second year we made the playoffs. I'm an all-star since. And I become the best player in the league. Don't happen like that.
Facts.
So
people shouldn't have the thought of mobility.
But think about
that
this.
Much.
Giannis could be the best player in the league next year or 2 years from now.
Could he even be right now?
Yeah. Depending on who you talk to.
I won't argue if you say Giannis
is the
best
player.
He's top three. If you said Giannis is the best player in the league, I'm not going to argue.
And he's 24. And he's like not from here. He worked. He became
worked.
Better. And he filled out as an athlete. So I'm like, why would you not want to just finish the job in Milwaukee? Bring the first title since the 70s there. Like, there's
finish
other
that job there,
there's goals.
Finish that job.
You want to hear who's on the Bucks? It's not nobody different.
Lay it on me.
Eric Bledsoe.
Okay, we knew that. We got that. Been there.
Robin Lopez. Wesley Matthews. George Hill.
Wesley Matthews was from Indiana. That's who came.
Yeah. That was the one signing. I knew that, but Dante DiVincenzo, Chris Middleton, Pat Connaughton, Ersan Ilyasova, Robin Lopez, Kyle Korver. There's a few others. They don't play as much. Sterling Brown, DJ Wilson. Remember Dragan Bender?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's on the team now. He only played like six games, but he's on the team now. Frank Mason III. I'm not familiar, to be honest. And big bro, Thonis
Antetokounmpo. Frank Mason, he was a college Kansas player. But yeah, no, we ain't got to worry about it. Oh, yeah, and the brother. They just had a nice little celebration because the brother scored.
He did like a jumper, right?
Yeah. And yeah, Giannis got real hyped.
They posted it. He wasn't even that hyped.
I know. They there was two celebrations. The second one was a little better, but it was still.
I only saw the first one.
They just try to hop on him, even though he's like so reserved at it. Like, he doesn't over-hype like Steph did.
The Bucks are for real.
Maybe that's why.
Why?
We'll get
because he's not easy to promote on social media?
Correct.
Oh, that's a good little theory because – I think people care more about the drama than the games.
Oh, yeah. It's NBA. Because I
actually
have driven league.
I have it in my notes. Giannis sweepstakes update. I think this was like sideline sources post. Heat plotting on cap space to be freed up for Giannis and Oladipo in 2021. Think about that. That's two summers from now. Right?
That's
yeah.
The Heat. That's where the Heat's at.
But that's 2021. So we're going to say, all right, I don't care about the NBA 2019-2020. Like,
you think people are really looking into the future?
Some
like
people
that?
Do. Why, like, why isn't Giannis as popular? He dropped 50-15 last week. Did you see him dunk on Julius Randle? And that's just a highlight Instagram play. That's supposed to make you care about him a
that's
little bit
more. That's supposed
to.
That's supposed to drive my emotion towards
him. I saw that live. I went.
Oh, yeah? You're watching.
I was audible when I saw it. I said, oh, shit. Like, that was nuts. I would love to have been courtside for that. It literally looks like a hammer. Like, going in and just grabs the rim perfectly, doesn't fuck up his wrist. He's just a monster. He's so incredible to watch. I don't care. I'm supposed to not like the Bucks. I don't like him when the Sixers play him.
I hear that. We got Al. That was huge for us. Giannis stopper. Somebody's got to do it. I don't think Ben's still up for the challenge, even though he's so great defensively.
Can anyone stop Giannis if you deploy him on him?
I don't think we're good at the double team.
I'm not talking about the Sixers.
Oh, okay.
In general, as well.
Some teams are very good at figuring out the double team.
First canon I think that you could place one-on-one is AD.
Yeah, even that would be tough for.
Of course.
In terms of, I mean, they're both extremely athletic.
If you could be the best player in the league, you're supposed to be tough to guard.
Yeah, facts. Like, I mean, there's no way to sometimes do that. It's just like, hey, this is what you are. You're booming.
So.
Get yours.
You'd rather talk about the Lakers because we were supposed to get into the Lakers. LeBron's just running the show, and AD's the best team he's had to this point. People are saying it already. It's December. I guess it's going to be true. I don't know. I don't think so. Maybe statistically
like
wise.
Like, ever they're saying it, or just like in terms of true
the most talent
pairing?
Yeah, talent pairing.
What, they're already putting D-Wade to the side like that?
Yeah.
John would love that, by the way.
I know.
He's not a D-Wade guy. But, I mean, you probably still got to say D-Wade's up there. I mean, but the most that makes the most sense with LeBron's talent right now of his career is Anthony Davis.
Would have made sense then.
Yeah, yeah, I would say so as well. It would have made it work. Right. But in terms of right now, it's like, damn, LeBron's court vision, like we talked about, is so superior to everyone else's. This is a great time. Not that it wasn't then, but LeBron's figuring out a way to do what he's got to do to preserve his body and play into the playoffs and crush one home.
Have you watched any Laker games?
Oh, of course I have.
How many?
Enough.
Okay. Who else have you noticed on the team? I actually like what Dwight Howard's been resurgent this year.
Yeah, he's doing what he
could have done last year. I read an article about
too, and he's like being a really good teammate. Really. Like, he is not.
He's still athletically gifted, so he's moving around.
Yeah.
So he's getting boards.
Shout out, he's on my fantasy team.
Yeah, he gets numbers. He catches lobs, gets rebounds.
Yeah.
And he's still superiorly athletic. Yeah. I think
and
that's right.
He can put some minutes out there on defense when needed.
No, he tries now.
Yeah.
That's the key. I'm trying to think. Danny Green, great addition.
Yeah.
That would have been fine.
Quinn Cook's on there.
Shout out Quinn Cook.
Yeah, he was our most famous person
to like a picture on the Outlet Pass podcast Instagram. That was so random.
I hope Mike Scott's not listening because, you know, he would have to hear that he's not as famous as Quinn Cook. Warriors, Quinn Cook.
I don't know if that's true. He's the most famous to like our picture. Wait, Mike Scott liked it? He's probably more famous than – I'm not even, like, trying to
– Who's more? Who's got more buzz?
Probably Mike Scott.
Oh, I guess
we're
around Philly.
I don't follow people from L. If I follow LA people, I don't think they're talking about Quinn Cook on social media.
That's true.
We might have to do a little experiment. I'll try and find it out.
Yeah,
all right. I follow people that like the Lakers. I'll go through their tweets.
Okay.
I'll see.
What kind of buzz you seeing on that?
What, Lakers?
Yeah.
No, I don't do it right now. I'll do it.
Oh, do
I'm
that.
Talking about in the
do
future.
That.
Like
what
after
buzz
this?
You see? What's your favorite Sixers buzz? How about that?
I was in it tonight. T. Stiebel was kind of fun.
Yeah.
A bunch of people waiting outside to go take a holiday picture with him.
Sixers are really good, and a lot of the NBA teams are promoting, like, the team and the community, and the team just, like, always just, like, on point with everything. Like, you always see them so present and so, like, alive. Like, everything they have down right, like, even at the game, like, everything's just MC'd so hot. They have all the, it's just so much energy in the arena. Like, and that's why they're the most sold-out arena this year.
It's that, yeah. People are just passionate.
Where are the Lakers?
The Lakers are
longest sellout.
The Lakers are there, but like they are.
The Sixers, yeah.
Oh, the Sixers, yeah. I know. I thought you were talking about the Lakers because you mentioned them.
Yeah, maybe.
The Lakers are. It's a transplant town, LA. So like when they started doing bad, like people were there for a while, but when Kobe left,
people.
I mean,
they fall.
I don't understand it.
But now the buzz is back.
Hey,
right?
Yeah, of course. The buzz is back. I'm trying to think who else is on the Lakers. I mean, they post Alex Caruso a lot.
Yeah, they do. They love
roasting KCP, the social media and the internet we're talking about, and they love to post Alex Caruso dunks and memes. That's how people follow the league now. That's how I see it, at least.
Driven. 1.5 minutes, not even sometimes. 10 seconds.
Yeah, the warped way you watch the games and know the players.
We could be like, oh.
And they're decent players.
Brandon,
but they're not noticeable
balling,
like that.
But like, you're like, bro, how many really Pelicans games did you watch? You're saying Brandon Ingram's balling. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like that. You know, like we know he is because we're watching him. But people are like, I'm like, yo, did you watch? Have you seen Brandon Ingram ball? Or are you just saying that because you see Instagram for a minute? Not you specifically. But I'm saying in general. Like, you'll get that. Like, he'll be like, oh yay, balling. All right,
I saw
tell
that.
Me what game you watched.
Yeah, if you don't talk about the games, I'll mention the stats. Like, I saw this dunk.
Yeah, like
I saw his three, crossed him up. Yo, made him fall. Or yo, he punched his shit.
Who did he fight with? Who was that? Well, that was a good fight.
Who?
Brandon Ingram. Remember that?
I haven't really even punched somebody.
Did he fight with Chris
Paul?
Yeah,
that was last year.
Yo, that was juicy. Oh.
See, like, even you like to fight.
Drama,
you,
dog.
You need at least one NBA fight a year.
Well, I got it with the Sixers
live.
Me too.
We
both there. Yeah. Frankie P was loving it. Right in the mix. Wow. But, you know, WWE's got those really good... you know, buzz about them in terms of rating, you know.
Ooh.
They got that. WWE. So they got to take a page out of WWE's book, throw a couple fights in there.
Wrestling ratings stink now, so.
Really? They're that bad?
Yeah, they're not good.
Shane O'Mac ain't doing his job. He's got to jump off
the top. You know Shane O'Mac's back.
He's only back when the ratings are down.
I don't know. Oh, I don't follow it like that. But you mentioned the ratings being down. Do you care if the NBA ratings are down? I just don't understand it. That's why I care.
It bothers me because it's a reality. Like, it's, I gotta understand the reality of it. And I think a lot of that has to do with one individual, and its name is not KD. A lot of energy is brought around Steph Curry and the Warriors' success. And I guess that's connected to KD.
But not Steph, anymore.
But, yeah, I guess they, if they could separate it.
I really don't think it was like that. Because, like, KD was – I think KD is more of a draw than the Warriors, at least.
You feel that way? Dude, the always, Warriors, everyone
they mentioned,
hopped on that
the
way.
Warriors, I think they either mentioned KD or Steph first. And it's like, I hated when KD went to the Warriors. It made them – that's one of the first things
right.
out of people's mouths. So him being that much, like
– But when you fanboyed the Warriors, it wasn't because of KD as people.
Yeah.
People were on that wave.
I think KD's just a major star, but I think
he is.
I think those are two of the factors of why the league, is not doing great in ratings right now. Not like the, it's just a big
China
deal because
also down. No, that's a big part
think,
of it.
You think
that's a big part of our fan base. Huge.
That's true. By
look
numbers,
how big it is.
By numbers, yeah.
That crushes people.
But you haven't.
That attributes to
we
it.
We haven't heard anything about that. Like
you didn't have to. That's how China does things.
Uh oh. Jesus.
They literally just say, hey, oh, we're going to make it more difficult for you to view NBA games. And then people that are told by people in power say, hey, you're not going to support the NBA. I mean, some people are free thought thinkers out there, which you should be.
It's political.
That's well, it gets serious out
it.
There.
Yeah.
And it's also like an influence. Like China, they're like saying, hey, they didn't bag, you know, we got players that didn't bag with that situation. And now government's all pissed. NBA's pissed. Adam Silver did not love the comments, as we know.
Okay. All right, China's fair. But we can't feel the direct effect of China affecting the buzz and talk around the league, people watching, the way they talk about it. We can't because we're here.
We always talk about it, though.
No, we do, but we don't
feel
it.
I don't
feel
like TV ratings are down. Unless you say you're only watching it because you saw 3 minutes of a game highlight.
Yeah.
Is that a reason why? Like, sorry, TNT. We know TV is down, going downhill. People watch
that's
TNT
a trend.
Less.
Yes.
Now, ESPN, a lot of people are getting the app. You got to pay for it to get ESPN Plus and get live games and stuff like that, the package. But people are gearing off of television. More into things like their phone where they can find
laptop,
you know, buzz videos because sometimes people don't really want to put a game in for 2.5 hours. That's not me. I love sitting down and watching a game. Beautiful craft, you know, but I'm not everybody. I am not the mainstream fan. We are not the mainstream fan.
Yeah. Why isn't the mainstream fan more like that then? I don't get it. I can't understand it.
Buzz. They love
you know,
buzz.
It doesn't matter because this season, I still really don't know who is going to win. I feel in my heart that the Sixers are going to win, but I don't know the end result. And it's fun to not know. We could have a myriad of matchups. We could have in the playoffs. Would you imagine this year it being the schedule changes for 2 years from now? You know the changes that they might
No back-to-backs?
They might reseed the teams when they get to the last four. And just be the best four teams play each other, like 1-4, 2-3, maybe a little college football playoff. They pulled that from there. No seeding. Hold on, I have it.
That's from both sides of the league at that point for four.
Yeah, you right. mesh them differently. The matchups could be just by record.
Wow, what do you think of that? Wait, that means the regular season would matter more?
Yeah.
Because that forces people not to sit out. They're really smart, bro.
That makes sense.
Oh, my gosh. They're okay. always up to
there's
something.
A, there's a mid-season tournament. You saw this or no?
No.
A potential mid-season NBA tournament is far from a done deal, but it happened. If it happens, teams might be paying for more than a trophy and bragging rights. You can get a pick by winning this tournament. So that's a little thing.
Wow, they really figure out cool-ass ways. Oh, my God.
It's apparently eyeing its 75th anniversary. 21-22 introduced the in-season tournaments. Where's that? Where's the playoff?
What do you think of that?
The tournament?
Yeah.
I kind of like that idea. I like the idea of getting the right draft pick.
Rather than just being like a good team and not getting a good one. Or the balance shift, or that really doesn't matter.
Say that again?
In terms of the balance of power. Like, if a good team wins a tournament, does that mean they get a good pick or just a pick in some
It only said a draft pick.
That's cool. I think that's still pretty cool.
I mean,
it's interesting. And it makes things interesting and it makes the regular season more in our face because people are really battling them night to night.
Or if you can feel that way as a fan. I mean, maybe the teams aren't. But the midseason tournament don't make the regular season matter. You're just in the tournament. I think there's a playing game for the playoffs. 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th play each other to get in the playoffs. Like on the last day of the season. For some reason, my phone's not working. And they get rid of seeding, I think, by the last four. I'm for a change, honestly. Yeah, if the game changed so much at this point, change the format up a little bit. Because we already don't care about divisions.
I hear that. I'm with that.
I mentioned it in jest a few episodes ago, but I really don't care about the Atlantic Division. Nobody mentions the Atlantic Division, the Metropolitan, or what is the Bucks in? I have no idea. The Central? Like, it's just the location. You know, we don't have to be reminded where Philly and Milwaukee and
That's true. I'm with that.
You need to know if it's West or East.
That's it. And then even when it gets to the four, that kind of even goes out the window too, which throws a whole different spin on everything. But that's a four. That's an interesting showdown that can be.
All right. It's been a hot topic, especially in Philly, but amongst the league, I think, more often now. It's just Ben Simmons in general and his defensive rise. I think it's the past two nights has been on display. It's more of a local thing, though. Do you think people around the league are catching on to it? Or that's why you don't think Ben can win Defensive Player of the Year when I proposed it?
Well, as I come to think about it,
it's not being mentioned now.
We watched the end of that Indiana game, and that was a serious ending, and that was a win, I would say, pretty much because of Ben's defensive efforts. Indiana's last 2 minutes, he got two steals, and he really impacted what was going on in the game. Fourth quarter numbers are incredible. I think they're like 27% when he covers someone in the fourth quarter. But even the whole game, he's a great player. He covers a lot of distance. I mean, and you have the stats. If you could read them, I would really appreciate that because it shows everyone how much he's impacting the game and he's all over the ball consistently.
Leading the NBA in steals right now. I think he had like 75.
Wow.
Above Fred VanVleet, I believe, or Jimmy Butler. Most steals per game. Leads in steals. Second in steals per game with like 2 point something. I could find that.
Chris Paul would be happy.
Yeah, Chris Paul used to be the steals leader.
Yeah.
Way back in like 07. Ah, man. What was that, New Orleans Chris Paul?
Definitely. Maybe even early Clippers, for sure. Yeah. But, you know, some of his stats include, like, Gotham.
It was like 2.4. Deflections, yeah, I got them. Second in deflections, I don't know how many exactly. Second in loose balls recovered. Second in loose balls recovered per game. Third in deflections per game.
He's just always around it. And that helps plays when, you know, plays go dead or, like, you know, there's a rebound or, like a
easy offense, which is really helpful for the Sixers.
We need some of that juice.
Basically because if they get out and run more, and then that's kind of infectious, I think, playing defense. Because that just brings an energy to the court.
For sure.
And it's, especially when you get live ball turnovers, the way they do. Selections and everything. That's probably one of the new age ideologies and just that's brought up more is one of the good ones. The way the game is now, I'm getting broader as I keep speaking, but that's one of the good things. And that's why he's so important now. If you can deflect the ball and make it a turnover for your team and you guys can get up and running, and try to get into something, that always helps. It's putting pressure on defense, playing at a faster pace.
And we find the foul line often on a lot of these live ball turnovers. I've been realizing, you know, Ben goes through the paint or like always finds the right person to go with. Like, you know, the play that I really loved was when he found Matisse on the wing. Runs down the court, Matisse finds his spot and smash. Same thing with Al Horford. They run down and Al's ready at the three. Like, that puts people on their back heel and they're not on their guy. And the Sixers have really been benefiting specifically from Ben's efforts.
They got to knock down their threes too. That's part of it.
And they've been showing a little more do that. And James Ennis, you know, he's actually...
James Ennis is the best statistical three-point shooter on the Sixers right now.
Wow.
Like 42%?
Wow.
Something like that.
How about not? Al Horford might have took that after last night's performance. He was all butter. Frankie was loving him. That block. They're buying. You know, Ben's allowing other player to buy in to defense. I mean, Al Horford was always did their thing. Know. But get on the wagon. Even Tobias is trying to play some defense.
Tobias is playing defense.
Furkan's in people's faces. He's running through screens. He ran through two screens yesterday, back-to-back plays. One got called on the offense. One got called on the defense. But I was like, good job for you trying to take that hit from Davis.
Took some charges this year. The Sixers could win Defensive Player of the Year, Ben Simmons. And the Sixers were obviously going to be great defensively. We knew that. I'm glad we're celebrating it, though, to be honest.
Yeah, it's good to say, hey, you know, you're holding a team to under 100 points, 105 points. It's really good in today's NBA.
Average-wise, I think they're at doing like 105 or something like that.
Okay.
Which is low. If you're low 100s or mid-100s, you're decent to like great or good, good, whatever. Whatever phrase you want to say, holding teams to 100 points or fewer.
Facts. Tell them to come with that energy.
But other than that, the Sixers, I feel like just the sentiment, the way other people in the media speak about them, hasn't been all that fun.
Well, we've had some, like, I guess, not I wouldn't say easy games because, you know, Utah's supposed to be a good team, Indiana's a good team, but these aren't, you know, things that jump off the page and something we talked about a couple minutes ago. I mean, ratings are down, buzz is down. I mean, I know in Philly, I feel like we have good spirits about how we feel about the Sixers. You don't even feel that?
From what I read, based on what I read off my phone, just like, because that's the most dialogue I read from any team.
Okay.
Because they're my team. So I have more opinions on them. So I just feel like when they win, like I said, we didn't mention Tobias Harris. He's playing pretty well in the fourth quarter. At this point, he's averaging 20 points a game, probably over 7 rebounds or something like that. Shooting better, just making better decisions, playing defense a lot better than he was known for. And you have Embiid still being Embiid, not as aggressive. He changed his mentality, scored over 30 in the past 3 games. So probably you could get rolling on the. He's not going to average 30. It's just, and then if they go wrong, it's the coach's fault. Ben needs to shoot. That's literally the first thing.
Hey, but when we're winning, you don't hear none of these complaints, right? We're 9-1 in the last 10 games, silently, as you said earlier.
But, very silently.
Yeah, I mean, they're winning games that they're supposed to, and I know they're saying, oh my God, they're
winning them great, though.
What?
They aren't winning them in the greatest fashion.
You know, I want to see them, and we've spoken about this before, the Oklahoma City type of wins from 2 years ago, not more than 2 years ago. When 5 years ago when it was KD and Russ, they wouldn't even play the fourth quarter. That's a Sixers team that I want to see. Like, you just win a game in the third quarter.
Dust teams.
Dust them. Joel needs to be healthy always.
They need to win by 40. Like, what's it called? The Hawks lost to the Rockets.
Busted.
You can't bust the good teams. Or you think that?
Nah, I mean, but you got to be rested for the good teams, and that's how you win. I don't want to see Joel for 4 games in the playoffs. That's it. What is that? Whatever it was.
What, last year? Covered.
Yeah.
5?
Yeah, come on.
I think he only played 5.
Yeah. We got so much taken away from us. And a lot has to do with health. Figure out how to take care of yourself. Win games, play hard on nights that you're supposed to win, and then take care of your body. Thank you for Joel getting a new diet.
You think he got a new diet?
I think so. He looks different. I don't know why he got 0 points. We don't have to even get into that. I'm sure that was covered 10 times over.
Yeah.
But I'm happy with the last couple
of
things.
Are you over that already?
I'm over it. I think we have to be.
It's a blip on the radar? It is one of a kind. Because I don't believe he'll ever score 0 points again.
Never. Probably never again. But it's such it was short for me. Short-lived thoughts. I was salty that even happened. I knew text messages were going to come my way. You know, that is insanity. Like, you went all the way there. And
it was still a good game.
Yeah, sure. Toronto, you know, that was a great game. Justin went to Toronto. I don't know if he put all that buzz out there. You know, he was excited.
I posted. I didn't mention it on here yet. Or maybe I mentioned it last week, but probably did, honestly.
Yeah, so this is when I plug where I saw my players. You know, this past Wednesday night, I went to Tradesman, and I saw a lot of Eagles players. But on top of that, I saw Ben Simmons pull up.
Really?
Yeah, pull up to the scene, not in the game, but you know.
I know.
Yeah, you know he wasn't pulling up. But
sure, I would have saw that.
You know,
I think we're gonna get one. That's it. I heard someone standing in line while trying to meet Matisse Thybulle tonight. Mm-hmm. We we bullied Ben Simmons into jump shots. That is kind of true. I like that narrative, honestly.
But
they tried to do it last night in the fourth quarter.
It's so annoying. I'm sitting there. I'm like, shut up. Like, we're winning by 10, but I get that. There's 4 minutes left in the game. This ain't a time to experiment. It was the end of the third quarter when they were up by 24.
He can experiment pretty much any time in the first half. I don't care who it's against.
I hear that. Unless you're up in the third quarter.
Depending on the game situation, that's the problem. I think that's the one biggest critique of this team. They're not the most familiar with game situations. At least ones when they're down. Like, And what made me think that is the Toronto game and your boy mainly.
You often don't see that, though. You often don't see that.
It was a chain reaction, though. I think Tobias took a bad three. And then Ben didn't. Kind of J.R. Smith, but yeah, threw the ball at the rim.
That was just really mindless, domeless type shit.
So, damn, where was I going with that? We were talking about Jack and Threes. Experiment. That was an experiment, basically. I don't know why he tried to heave it. That was, oh, my God.
I liked it even we were talking about the floater. Give me a floater. A
jump stop. He needs to learn how to do a jump stop.
Yeah, and he just got to figure out how to use his, like, a little more of a softer touch. Some of the
he doesn't going, have a soft touch he either.
Doesn't. Like, come on.
There's a lot more dialogue, I feel like.
Also, I need to see him, and this really bothers me. You are 6'10", athletic as shit, got bounce, can you know, you're going to hurt somebody if they take a charge no matter what, and they might not do it next time because you're a strength. Go for a dunk and stop looking to hit to pass it to the three when you have a clear lane, or you're going to get a little contested, but go up and be a man. Ben Simmons.
Play through it.
Give me that.
You think? I like the objectivity, finally.
Yeah, bro. I'm sitting here watching. I'm like, yo, stop trying to pass to James Ennis for three. What the hell is that?
That's not J.J. Redick anymore.
That ain't Clay Thompson sitting out there.
I agree. I definitely want to see that. I want to see... No, we're just ranting. Like, now we just went on to Ben Simmons, like, negatively told
listen,
him
he's
listen. Playing great defensively, and that's fun seeing a player have such an effect on defense. That's what's really fun. It's just weird and different from what has been pushed on us. Like, offense is a lot more fun to watch in any sport, right?
But definitely. But like, a lot of the best players in the league are skilled both ways,
and
that's what elevates.
And he's making like a total impact. Like,
that's
he stole the ball and created points immediately. Like the Knicks steal. I don't know how he got his hand on it, bounced it, dribbled it real hard basically, or kept it in, and ran it down, dunked it. That's when I think he likes being in a foot race more often. Like, some contact, but he runs right by you. He's too big and quick. Like, he runs right by people, whoever it is, basically.
Run right by him, finish him, though. I need him to start.
No, that's when he's going downhill, they're already there, or they slid over. I'm saying off a steal, off a loose ball. It's like a race. You're side by side.
Oh yeah, he
loves. I'm bigger than you. I'm quicker than you. I can get the ball.
He loves it.
I deflect it. Yeah, I mean, he's one of his strong suits. No, I agree with you about the contact thing. It's all the criticism of it said about Ben Simmons.
How about he got crushed last night? They challenged it. When you start seeing the fingers.
He didn't get crushed, but it was a foul.
It was a foul. He put some like elbow, body, shoulder type. Like,
was that extension. Justin Holiday who committed that foul?
Wasn't Royce O'Neal?
Oh, wait. Yeah, I was thinking about the Pacers for some reason.
Yeah, it was Royce O'Neal.
Was Royce O'Neal.
That was a hammer. We challenged it. I was hyped because they almost ran the play, and then they were like, challenge, and everybody went nuts in the arena. Frankie P was very happy.
You like the overall vibe this year at the games?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to keep going. Thank you for my buddy for hooking us up with tickets. You know, good deal. Good deal.
It's fun watching
Frankie really, loves the deal.
It's fun watching a winning team.
Oh,
as opposed to a 500 team with the teams we grew up on.
Yeah, for sure. And our stadium's really darn nice.
Now it is.
Like, really nice. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Everything's so on point. Federal Donuts, what? Give me that. Everything. Sixers, you know, they have good energy. And this is, you know, it goes with that. Besides just the 48 minutes, we have good fans, like, out there.
Mm-hmm.
And they do a really good job, like the Sixers. Like, having those Wendy's things with the 2 minutes and those big, making all that noise and all that type of stuff. It really brings the energy up, and it's like a way to do it. I know it sounds like stupid, but like, even all the T-shirts, like, they throw more T-shirts than any team I've ever seen in my damn life.
Okay? What other games you've been to?
What?
What other games you've been to?
I've been to Celtics games, bro. They don't do as half as many. Celtics.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they hold back. Cheap.
Are they good fans though? Do they need like? Well, to be told to cheer and
but they've been
boo and say defense?
Sometimes, but they've also been spoiled. So, like, you know, they're just like, oh,
I'm here for life. I would be.
But one loses and they hop to the other sport real quick.
Depends how old you are, but yeah. I wasn't there. I'm sure it depends how old you are.
Yeah, but Sixers, the whole vibe.
We didn't win anything yet either.
Yeah, but that's cool, but that's okay. We got this new logo even. Like this new.
Kind of.
Yeah, like
the
past 2 years.
Got one on my shirt.
It's exciting. Like it's just
a rebrand.
We're having a new vibe.
It's the process in full swing.
Give me that all day.
You mentioned the building. I didn't really walk around Scotiabank Arena when I was there. And it was kind of nice. It kind of reminded me of an office building. I walked around the top.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just got to my seat and I just chilled out. They have railings at the top, which I like, in the mezzanine.
Oh, really?
You're that high up. I leaned on it sometimes.
You go like that?
Yeah.
But we got a nice arena. Like the,
no, no.
It's crisp.
Right? I only mentioned that to talk about the Raptors because we were talking about MVPs earlier. And Pascal Siakam could be in the conversation.
Woo.
Not to win it. Definitely a dark horse.
He could start in this All-Star game.
Yeah.
I think he should start.
I think he should, too. Honestly, I don't hate him, like, even in the Sixers way. Like, I don't like him, but he's a damn good player.
So good. Respect that talent.
And there was a stat today, or I read the other day, that he's shooting 39% on threes this year.
Good for him.
123 attempts.
Great number. That means he is the guy.
He's more efficient on pull-up threes than Jamal Murray, Buddy Hield, and Bradley Beal. Yeah. Those are pull-up three shooters. They're guards.
That's what they do. That's what
and
they
this
do.
Dude's a stretch four, basically, or wing, whatever. He's shooting 37% on three, which is highly respectable for someone that big and handle the ball and cover that much ground. It's one of the international guys, not like Giannis, but in the body type, but just those similar players. They're big enough to put the ball down. They can do everything just good enough. You get to respect everything. He really made you. He got better.
He knows how to take advantage of his size.
He's the best player on the team far away now.
For sure.
And he's helping lead them. What are they, fourth in the East or third?
Yeah, they're right there. And I put them in the same breath as everyone else when you talk about the best teams in the East. Siakam is a leading charge. And it's exciting. Another player that's, you know, international presence. International players are really dominating the league right now. That's exciting. Some of the best players, really. These guys that are going to be the face of the All-Star teams. You know, Siakam will never be a face of the league. You know, we understand that, I think.
It's cool if he's face of the Raptors.
Yeah.
And they're good.
And they're good.
We need more teams that aren't. I'm sick of the celebrity-type basketball players. Like, where I care about their Instagram and everything. And all this. I want to watch you play and dunk and make passes and blocks and play great defense and win games.
So are you, but you still like that Jimmy Butler gives you both.
I mean, I kind of. Also, yeah, a little bit, because I'm not going to dance around that. I do still, but either way, I still see that with, if I did catch an interview, like, say, you could watch Inside the NBA, and they find that stuff. Or if you post, like, post-game interviews, if it's in a post-game interview or something like that, I'm fine with that. Them really posting, I don't need it. I like it, but I don't need it. Like, Jimmy Butler, you could see how he is on the court. I like watching him play. You could see how certain guys play. That's all I really
get
need.
You can get his whole vibe.
That's all I really need. But I obviously I'm still subscribed to the social media stuff, but I'm more interested in the play.
That's fair.
Like Siakam is
so you're
a quiet fine. Superstar.
Yep. But you know what they endorse. We you know, once again.
You do too.
Yeah.
Because you don't have much to say about the Raptors despite being on a 7-game winning streak. And
I'm
8-2.
Sure,
you haven't watched a lot of it?
I watched our game, the Sixers.
What did you think about them in that game?
I thought we were the better team.
I thought the
we
Sixers
won
were better
that
too.
The right team got hot at the right time and won.
They executed more when it mattered.
You know, as bad as Joel did, they kind of worked around that pretty well, the Sixers.
They did.
And with 10 points of Joel, that would have made an impact in the game.
But what do you credit the Raptors for doing anything when it comes to winning that game?
Marc Gasol does well against Joel. I think he just kind of offset him, I would say. And Joel just kind of maybe wasn't from his element from the jump. And then, I don't know. Confidence and the loss of confidence maybe wouldn't be what I would choose. But this discomfort in position with Marc Gasol and tall guys and switches and really double teams against somebody like Joel has been really effective. And we've seen that time and time again.
Well,
he can't do nothing in a 2-on-1.
Yeah, I'm kind of sick of. I'm waiting for him to prove himself against like a more big body, grown man type defender. Someone that he can't push around. Pushed around Ed Davis last night one time. Rishon Holmes blew right by him, but no, but he still did it.
Yeah, he does it.
He doesn't do it against Marc Gasol. He does it.
I can't believe he's still.
That helps his confidence. Guy that's
like 35 years old.
I guess he's scared. What can you attribute it to? I don't know. He's in his own head about it.
Maybe in his head. He could definitely be in his head about shit like that.
What else do you credit the Raptors to? Because I credit the Raptors to, like, people just stepping up.
They find points from the bench. Who's that three? Who's that 3-point shooter? He's a young guy.
OG Anunoby?
No. There's like a Troy. What the hell's his name? It's such a common name.
Terrence Davis?
Terrence Davis. There it is.
He's a rookie.
Yeah.
And I kind of like the Sixers if they were drafted in the second round.
And he's shooting the three ball well.
Let me see.
Very effective.
So I'm on
Matt,
that
Matt put me
yeah,
on 40, early.
44%
Matt
three.
Put me on early. Yeah, that's good.
Oh, yeah. I got to text him about the Raptors more often. Yeah. I can get the scoop.
And we could also hit him with our normal update of the Hornets.
Yeah, I was going to. I'll probably do it in the coming weeks. No, they haven't been doing
it. But guess what? Devontae Graham is a bright
spot.
Good
fantasy players.
Yeah.
Good fantasy players.
Devontae Graham, bright spot boy.
Like fifth in the league in assists or something like that.
Works hard. I love players that work
hard. Terrence Davis, you mentioned. Fred VanVleet's really picked it up.
Hard worker.
He's having an 18.
Figures it out.
7 assists a game. Like I said, the steals are 2 a game.
Wow. Incredible.
I forgot to mention. Oh, what you know is good. I don't.
Kyle Lowry still hurt.
He came back tonight or tomorrow.
Okay, good.
The Raptors are serious. They could go to the Eastern Conference Finals again. They're a fun team to watch too. Serge is going to come back. It's a well balanced team. They're not one of the new sexy teams where this one star player, at least right now, is the person that attracts you. I think Siakam could grow to be that person. That's all you really need now. I really like that one guy could. Attract you somewhere.
I got no problem showing love to the Raptors.
I don't feel any type of.
I don't have hate
malice.
Towards them. Yeah, but I don't know if I could not love, but like I'm not like upset if they beat the Bucks because I don't really have love for the Bucks.
Depending on where we rank in the standings, if I keep up with like if I look at it that day,
yeah.
I would care.
But I still rock with our dogs. That's what we do.
No, Sixers are first, of course. I don't have any malice to the Raptors because Kawhi was a mercenary. He came and won a title. Bye.
That was.
We knew that in like December. That was the rumor. He was going to the Clippers. They said that even no matter what happens, I think that's how I took it. I was like, "Yep, I believe that 100%." I wasn't. I was surprised the way it happened because it happened midnight, and then they got Paul George. Anyway, let's wrap up with a familiar face, Carmelo Anthony.
What
do you think about Western Conference Player of the Week, Carmelo Anthony?
You know that's all buzz and media hype. A lot of that
back to social media.
Yep. I mean, but is it great to see? Sure it is. And you get to see all the guys that played the past 10 years with him come out and be so excited to see Melo. You know, Melo has no interest of this being his last year. He wants to play. He looks like he's here to play. I don't want to say, oh my God, he's Western Conference Player of the Week. You know, besides the fact that that's just a true fact. I feel like more players like Luka would have got it.
James Harden
with, you know, 60-point nights. He's a bucket. That's my guy. But, you know, Melo was always going to see some of that media juice behind it. And that's what we saw.
They're pushing a narrative. And I thought about that, like, 23 points a game in a scoring league now. Like, more than ever. That gets you Western Conference Player of the Week.
Honestly.
Somebody averaged 40 last week, right? Right? Yeah, James Harden was something like that.
That's bucket season.
Because he got 60 in 3 quarters. He
subscribes to buckets.
He could have played one game. It could have been that game. I think he still could have got Western Conference Player of the Week.
Jeez, bucket. That's an oh my
I mean,
God.
It's cool.
I can't even
it's fine. It made me appreciate Melo just a little because
we're
I was hearing
excited,
about
you know?
The talk. I'm finally excited because I wasn't a Melo guy. I knew he was really good, but I was like, kind of looked at him a little bit different. Just because, like, it's cool. Like, he still can play. He proved me kind of wrong. He's still there because it happened to be the best situation. I still don't know why he was blackballed if he was, apparently. But
let's just hope he keeps. I don't expect him to keep that level of consistency up. But if
you gotta
he
do something different for me to get me like,
if you contribute
really
14, 15 points on Portland, you're a heck of a player right now. What are you expecting 20 from him? That was a.
I'm not expecting 20. I'm just saying, like, Portland was hurt, so
yeah,
it's a necessity. That's why he's there,
for sure.
But that was just to build up the case of, if you hate LaMelo, like, you know, keep the discourse going.
Yeah,
NBA's not slick. I would rather see somebody like Andrew Wiggins get it.
Yo, he has been doing well though. Hit me with some of his love.
He's like averaging his stats for 25 a game. Jeez. Like, 5.6 rebounds, 4.3 assists or something like that. Shooting 34% from three, which is average or a little bit below average. He's shooting six of them a game.
Okay.
He changed just where he distributes his shots. So
even though he's so athletic. Which helps more.
Well, yeah, he's got either going to the rim or shooting threes.
Okay.
He's not pulling up. The mid-range
wasn't working.
Yeah, and he does it when he has to. I watched some Timberwolves games, but I'm basing them off the stats. And just what I'm reading around and what I've seen, he looks improved. He could have, I don't remember what he did last week, but he's doing well.
He's got to live up to that contract to some degree, because that was, you know, highly talked about. You know, all that money for a guy that's not done quite much.
Yeah, 147 million. Seen
around Timberwolves, I'd say so. But we could revisit him in like 2 years or a year, next year.
He's 24.
Yeah.
23, 24.
Really no injuries?
No. Played a lot of games.
Yeah, not like his
two. He's gonna wind up being like a really good player. Second best player at best when he's like peak. And he could wind up dropping the third best player, fourth best player. Like,
yeah.
That's he has to step up his defense now, which he has. He's tried a little bit more.
Athletic.
Because I don't know if I'm just thinking of this because we mentioned him. He could wind up like Melo one day. He's not the caliber of scorer, but he is a scorer.
True.
And a very good athlete. What goes away when you get older? Athleticism, right?
Yeah, you got to rely on something. You got to refine that jump shot.
Refine the jump shot. Refine the ball handling. And try harder on defense. You got to put where your athleticism was. You got to bring that, put that somewhere else.
Work on that.
So I guess starting now. I don't know if that's a crazy take. Your reaction right now has nothing to do with what I'm talking about. Dante had a live reaction to a block during the game.
Drew Holiday's got blocked.
Let's not talk about what's on television, because that's not entertaining podcast talk at all. Where was I going with Andrew Wiggins? Yeah, is that a weird comparison? Like that far down the line?
I wouldn't say that would be where I would go.
I don't think either Wiggins is projecting to be a Hall of Fame player either right now. He could, because a lot of players do get in.
Whoa.
They do. Aggressive. I think they do like six
that.
A year.
I can't make that alarm.
I'm not saying I think he could.
He
possibly
plays like
20-something
years and gets all the points in the world, because he can do that. But, geez, be a winner. Be a winner at some point.
There's not Hall of Famers that are all winners.
True, I know, but just give me like...
There's probably wild people in the Hall of Fame.
Get to the playoffs.
He's been there once.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Where at?
The Jimmy Butler year, first year.
Well, for what?
They were there. They were in the first year.
They got busted in four games, probably.
Yeah, but they were there.
Here. All right, well.
I'm just saying.
Play four games.
But Melo... How many times he got past the second round? Or first round?
With the Melo shade. He's in good
light. I'm just saying, because I compared him to him.
That's fair.
That's all I'm saying. All
right.
He's not the caliber of scorer, though. He could wind up. I'm probably wrong. I am.
Yeah, you're bugging on that.
But I don't know. Maybe it's because I just mentioned him. Word association. Name association.
That's fair. All right, let's root for that.
Let's root for Andrew Wiggins to possibly become Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah, or why not? Come on, let's root for it.
Shades. yeah, I like
let's
that.
Let's find a new guy. Let's find a new guy
I like
to
that.
Root a little bit for. Cat, still under the table thug, bitch. I don't like you. Sorry.
Did you need?
I had no need to do that, but I really didn't like Cat's actions that night.
Sorry. Name association again.
Yeah.
Cat, Andrew Wiggins.
Yeah. Got
far and away the best player on the team, though. Cat.
He is, but...
Really raised his game.
You really can't throw hands for a lick of shit. All right,
I don't really know if Embiid can either, but...
Yeah, Embiid really flocks away from that. And he acts tough.
That was a
it.
Show.
Yeah, he's all about that.
That was a show.
But yeah, okay.
Andrew Wiggins.
What's that song, Drake, from Drake?
Draft Day?
Yeah.
Anyway, you even know that song?
Yeah, see, I'm so sad with music, bro. But we're going to be on this Rust Tip. Tomorrow, tickets, 10 a.m. By the time you guys read it. I'm going to try to grab it tomorrow, even though Dom said to me, he was like, oh, yeah, as if Russ tickets are going to get sold out tomorrow. I was like, damn, shut up. They might not, but shut up, all right?
Wait, that's my guy. They going on sale tomorrow for everywhere?
Pre-sale is like 10 a.m.
Oh, you'll be up.
I don't know how you get up for pre-sale. What is that? Anybody can get on there?
Yeah, find a link. and to buy the presale.
Then I might peep.
Buy the tickets on
I wonder where it's going to be, but if you're a Russ fan, which I am, hop on that wave.
What's Russ' sneakers? Not the rapper or singer, artist.
Oh, he's with Jordan.
What's his, like, motto? You said it before. You know it.
Why not?
Yeah, why not? The why nots.
Why not?
I don't know why I forgot that.
Hashtag why not.
I think we're rambly right now.
All right.
A little delirious.
Let's just, great time
to end the podcast.
Let's just end it with one hashtag, and that's the Wash King. Don't forget him, LeBron James, all day.
Nobody's really saying that but him. He's self-motivating with that.
I'll take that, but...
You want to say anything else to the people?
No, that's it. I was happy to be back for one of these nights. Talk about Ben and his impact right now. Let's try to figure out some of that offense. We're working there, but I'll take the defense for now. LeBron, great to see you. Great to see you.
That was a really personal message to LeBron. This has been the 30... I don't even know if I said the 39th episode of the Outcast podcast. Yeah, that's what it is. You haven't been on since 26. I remember saying that. And you can follow the Outlet Pass podcast on Instagram, on Twitter, pass_podcast. You can subscribe to an Apple Podcast, Spotify, SoundCloud, YouTube, all that. Thank you for listening. The ball being our opinions, and we're passing out to you. Peace out.